Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So did anyone else get this email notification from the city yesterday? It said, Friday morning, NASA 747 shuttle carrier with space shuttle on top, flying by Statue of Liberty and Hudson River. So if you see any other type of space shuttle this morning, it's a fake. Only keep your eye out for the 747 with the shuttle on top. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. And yes, this is Space Shuttle Flyover Morning, and it's Space Shuttle Flyover Minute, practically. Those of you with friends in D.C. maybe saw their pictures of the flyover there last week, and it so captured the public's imagination down there. Amazing photos of the shuttle going past the Washington Monument and Capitol Building. Well, today, that's us. The Shuttle Enterprise is getting a piggyback ride on a 747 right now. It will buzz the Statue of Liberty up the Hudson and then make a U-turn around the Tappan Zee Bridge and head for JFK. So are you watching, folks? Call us up right now, 212-433-WNYC, just for a few minutes. Does this excite you? Are you going out to a place that's going to be good to watch? I'd say any place along the water. You know, Manhattan, with the buildings obscuring most of the sky, is not so great unless you head to the wings. So anywhere along the water is the best place to see this flyover, or anywhere where you are in the region where you've got some open sky. But how about you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Brian Lehrer Show listener Justin Hendricks is going to watch. Hey, Justin.
Hi, Brian.
Where are you?
I'm at Pier 6 at the bottom of Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn with my 17-month-old son.
All right. And why do you care?
I grew up on Navy bases, Navy air bases. My father was an air traffic controller, spent a lot of time around aircraft, got very interested in the space program as a child, went to space camp. In fact, there's another guy here who went to space camp who's here watching, so perhaps that's something those of us watching have in common.
Space camp. Okay, very cool. Thank you for starting us off. We really appreciate it. I hope you get a good view.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Now, here is Ismar watching at Liberty State Park. Hi, Ismar. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Brian. This is Ismar. I'm actually very lucky. This is my second opportunity getting to see the shuttle. I actually live in D.C. and was able to see it land at Dulles last week. And was also very lucky to see the last launch of Discovery. So I've just had a good run with the shuttle program.
What was it like for you seeing this flyover in D.C.?
It was, I mean, it's an overused word, but it was definitely epic. And it was very, very low and pretty amazing to see, you know, one of the great achievements of this country, you know, fly over the Capitol and now fly over landmarks such as the Statue of Liberty. And honestly, you know, a lot of people don't even know that Enterprise, you know, I guess I appreciate this as a Star Trek fan, was named so because of a petition by about 10,000 like-minded Star Trek fans that when NASA put out a request for a name back in the...
NASA, of course, is always and has always been so public relations conscious. Why not call it the Enterprise and capture the imagination of all the Trekkies? And as well known as that name is from Star Trek. Ismar, thanks a lot. You're at Liberty State Park. Are there a lot of people out there right where you are?
Yeah, we're all heading over to the water, and the parking lots are already pretty jam-packed, so it looks like a lot of people are excited about it.
Do you see WNYC's Richard Hake standing there with a microphone or an iPhone?
Well, now I know to look for him, so I'll keep an eye out.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I hope you enjoy the view. And yes, WNYC's Richard Hake is also at Liberty State Park. Hi, Richard. Richard, can you hear me? Earth to Richard Hake. Okay, Lower Manhattan to Richard Hake. All right, we'll try to get back to Richard. Here is Ramaswamy on the New Jersey Turnpike. Ramaswamy, thank you for calling in.
Yes, hi, Brian. I'm out of. I'm also heading towards Liberty State Park. I'm a few miles from there, and I hope I can reach there in time to get a view of the space shuttle.
You better get there quick, because it's on its way.
Pardon me?
You better get there quick, because it's on its way.
Yes, I just hope I get there.
Okay, thank you very much. Meanwhile, keep your eyes on the road. I think we have Richard now. Richard, can you hear me now?
Yes, Brian, I can hear you.
So set the scene for us. Where are you? What's it like?
I am sitting right at the base of the Statue of Liberty here on Liberty Island, of course known as Bedloe's Island at one time. I have a sweeping view of New York Harbor. To my right, I could see the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, which is where I'm assuming the shuttle carrier aircraft will approach with the Space Shuttle Enterprise, come up the harbor, which has a little bit of a chop in it because it is windy today. Beautiful clouds today. These kind of high-flying cumulus clouds. I can see the gorgeous Manhattan skyline, the Freedom Tower, completely under construction. I get an amazing view of that. And we are just here waiting for the Enterprise to come. Lots of tourists here all waiting with me as well.
Now, we saw on television up in our newsroom that it took off from D.C., I guess, around 9:30, 20 to 10, something like that. So have you been told exactly when to expect the flyover over the Statue of Liberty and then through the area?
To tell you the truth, Brian, a lot of the people on the ferry, at least coming over here to Liberty Island, didn't expect the space shuttle to be here. I think these were a lot of tourists who already had tickets to visit the Statue of Liberty. I was actually telling people, and they were getting quite excited that the shuttle was coming. But again, according to the FAA, you know, the flight path will change depending upon the winds and the weather. So there's no precise time. I'm hoping you guys can tell me when I should look to my right to hopefully see the shuttle coming on in.
We will keep looking for the details, but we know that it's on its way. I mean, a typical normal passenger jet from D.C. to New York takes under an hour. This is going to go more slowly than a typical jet because of the weight on the back of the plane. Also, it's very windy out today. And I don't know how that's going to affect it. Hopefully it won't affect it at all in terms of safety. But I'm told that this is a difficult thing to navigate anyway because the shuttle is so heavy. And it's quite windy out there today. So we will see.
It weighs 150,000 pounds.
Wow.
I was told it weighs 150,000 pounds. Of course, the Enterprise does not have engines. This spacecraft did actually not make it to space, but it was used in test runs in 1977 out in California. It was brought up to an altitude of about 27,000 feet on a similar aircraft and then basically let go, and this is where they practice landing it. In essence, the space shuttle is a glider when it comes back into the Earth's atmosphere and glides back down to the runway. Airtime never made it to space, and its final airtime will be coming right into to New York Harbor here as it buzzes the Statue of Liberty, makes its way up the Hudson, and then salutes to its future home, the Intrepid Airspace Museum on the west side of Manhattan.
That's right, 150,000 pounds. That is one heavy piece of luggage. I think that's over most airlines' free luggage limit. They'll have to pay extra for, I think, anything over 50 pounds. So 150,000, that's going to be a few dollars extra for the checked baggage. All right, Richard Hake at Liberty State Park. Richard, thanks a lot. And we're going to go over to JFK Airport right now, which is where the shuttle is going to wind up. And again, if you're just joining us, the route, and it should come into view any time now, will bring it past the Statue of Liberty, then up the Hudson, a U-turn around the Tappan Zee Bridge, and then back to JFK. And the way the AP is putting it right now is that they are planning low-altitude flyovers over parts of the city and landmarks, including the Statue of Liberty. And we're not told exactly which parts of the city or which other landmarks, but go outside wherever you are and check it out because this is going to happen any minute. Low-altitude flyovers over parts of the city and landmarks, including the Statue of Liberty and the Intrepid on Manhattan's west side. Of course, that is along the Hudson River, so that's along the route anyway. We have two people calling in from JFK, Michael and Lauren. Michael, Lauren, you're on WNYC. Hello there.
Hey, good morning.
Hi there.
Michael, I'm told that you're in a grandstand. Is that right? Did they set something up?
Yeah, they got a couple of grandstands set up just off the main runway where SBA 905 is going to land, next to Hangar 14, Building 14, Hangar 20.
And Lauren, where are you?
I'm right near there also. We've seen the chase plane go up and is waiting for the shuttle to come in.
Why'd you come out today, Lauren?
I am a long time space fan, part of the sweet taste streak that loves, you know, NASA and NASA-related activities and the Chesapeake Museum-related activities. And so I'm also originally a Washingtonian before I came to New York. Been here for a long time. So it's like welcoming a relative back from home to come to New York.
And Michael, are there a lot of people in the grandstand? Does it look like the upper deck at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, not quite. It's a small group because it's special invitation only. But there is a good crowd here of dedicated shuttle fans and Intrepid fans, and it'll be a very special day.
Well, thanks a lot. It'll be a very special few minutes when this starts to happen in just a few minutes. Thank you for coming on with us, and thanks to our other listeners who called in. Now you can go back outside. I guess those of you calling really already are outside. And anybody else, this is going to start to be visible any minute. If you think it'll be fun for you to get a glimpse of this 747 coming in with the Space Shuttle Enterprise on its back as it gets ready to be permanently housed at the Intrepid Museum on the Hudson River. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, this weekend is the 20th anniversary of the L.A. riots. We will ask what has changed there and here. Stay tuned. Also, for all of you who are watching and taking photos of the shuttle today, the WNYC Culture Department wants to collect them. So when you snap your picture, upload it to WNYC.org.